have any idea as to, because we often on my program, we talk about subjects like letting children out to play and the freedoms that children should be given. And obviously the issue of fear of paedophiles comes up from time to time. That's one of the reasons people say for not allowing their children the freedom that maybe I enjoyed as a child, to be able to just go off on my bike and play in the woods with my friends, etc. Are there now more paedophiles in this country than there were, say, 30, 40 years ago?
I've read many articles on this, obviously, and because it's a special interest of mine. And my understanding is that actually probably there aren't any more paedophiles now than there were. There is more coming out about paedophilia, so we are more aware of it than we used to be. But actually, I think the numbers haven't changed that much. So I don't think there's a significantly greater risk now than there used to be when we were children.
And is it something specific to this country? Because friends I have who live in other countries around the world, they've often said to me, what is it with Britain? Why are there so many paedophiles who live in your country? In our country, we don't have so many. Is it a British thing?
No, I don't believe so. I believe that there are just some societies who haven't yet recognised the problem. So I have a friend in Spain, and over there it's not really recognised. But I think it's the same worldwide, probably. But again, you know, that's just my own opinion. But the thing that I think the message I want to get out there is that it's possible for people to get help. Therapeutic help is available in the community. We have 211 therapists across the UK ready and waiting and open to work with people who feel that they're at risk. 38% of the people coming to us haven't come to the attention of the police or social services. So we're actually preventing the first crime in many instances, as well as preventing the second and third and fourth. And it is a solution that really does work and can work, and is appropriate for the low-level offenders that Simon Bailey is talking about. I had a conversation with him a couple of weeks ago, and he really supports what we do and this new groundbreaking approach. Because we can't keep picking up the pieces after abuse. We have to try and stop it in the first place, and Stop So is offering a solution that helps to do that.
I think most sensible people, if we take the anger out of the paedophile discussion, and there is a huge amount of anger, perfectly understandably.
Of course, because so many people have been sexually abused.
Well, yes, loads of, and to be honest, you know, children are pure and innocent, and they need protection, and the thought of an adult man doing something with a child is just, it's just sick-making, isn't it?
Can I make you aware of one thing? 11% of them know by the age of 10 that they have sexually inappropriate thoughts. And our youngest perpetrator was 5.5 years old when he started acting out sexually with other children at school. So this is not just a problem with adult men. 72% of people who have paedophilic tendencies know by the time they're 25. So we need to be helping young people know how to manage those desires so that they never turn into child molesters.
What about women? Because you only ever hear of men in this discussion. Are there paedophile women?
Yes, there are. Generally, people reckon it's about 10% of paedophiles are women.
Right. So, but it's a much smaller number of women who have the potential.
It seems smaller. I wonder too whether there's less reporting of female paedophiles. So I think that may also be a contributory factor, but it's definitely smaller than male paedophiles.
All of us, I think, as I was going to say, who, if you can take the anger out for 1 second and you look at this problem as a problem that needs to be solved and needs to be dealt with, would agree that treating people and preventing abuse happening in the first place is the most sensible way to deal with this. But here's the question I'm going to ask you, Julia, and this is a very tough question, I know, to put to you. Are you a mother yourself?
I'm not. Okay. Probably that's why I can do this work.
Maybe. But I presume you have friends or family who have young children.
Sure.
If you take a paedophile that your organisation has helped treat, would you trust that paedophile near your friend or relative's child?
Depends on the person. With some of them, absolutely yes. If they've had trauma in their history and the trauma's been worked on, then yes, some of them I would. Others I would counsel to avoid children. So if you're one of the paedophiles that has that tendency, then you're better off finding ways to avoid being too close to children, because the temptation can be a challenge, and you have to manage yourself and avoid putting yourself in risky situations.
Okay, really interesting speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time.
The website out there is www.stopso.org.uk, and the phone number is 07473-299-883. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Juliet Grayson is a psychotherapist and chair of Stop So, an organisation which works with those at risk of sexual offending or reoffending. I would like, if possible, and I am very aware that, of course, when you discuss paedophilia, it is a subject that just sickens so many people, and it's very difficult to have the discussion without anger. Of course, I completely get that. If we can try to have the discussion in a sensible and rational way, though, surely that's the best thing to do, isn't it? By having a discussion, taking the anger out of it, it doesn't mean you're in any way forgiving paedophiles for their tendencies or for behaviour that they may well have exhibited, but it does at least allow us to have a grown-up discussion about what as a society we do to protect children, because surely that's all anybody wants, is to protect children. And if 750,000 men in this country are men who have a sexual preference for children, that's a huge number of people. We have to find a way of dealing with this, don't we? 03459 455 555. Do you agree that paedophiles who only look at images of children should avoid going to prison?
Call Jonathan Vernon Smith now.
03459 455 555.
BBC Three Counties Radio.